Today is Thursday, April 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I hope everyone's having a fantastic Thursday. I went back to work today. And yeah, work went pretty well. Nothing to complain about. I did oversleep again this morning. Okay, oversleep is not the right term because I actually just kept going, oh, I'm just going to sleep for 5 more minutes. Oh, just 5 more minutes. Oh, just 5 more minutes. And I didn't really have, I didn't have any meetings early. I don't know how you guys are, but if I have control over it, I don't schedule meetings early in the morning. Like, really, if people ask me, I'm like, oh, I don't want a meeting before 10 a.m. And then I want to go to lunch at like 11:30. And then I want to come back at 2. And then, you know, I want to leave work at 4 or 4:30 or something. I mean, I don't do that, but that would be my preference. So, you know, you have a very short window of time if you want to do meetings with me. But anyway, so, but I did go back to work and everything went smoothly. I had a deployment this afternoon and that went smoothly as well. So last night after I recorded, we didn't do P90X. Instead, because I was still really sleepy. So I just didn't get a lot of sleep yesterday because of once the sun comes out and I was just groggy all day. Once the sun comes out and, you know, Sydney's running around barking at people through the window and like, I don't know, doing all that kind of stuff. It's just not conducive to sleeping. And so I tried to sleep, but it just didn't really go all that well. And so I ended up watching a bunch of these documentaries on Hulu. And then I finally fell asleep about, 3 or 3:30 and, you know, slept until off and on until Mark finished working and came down. But I didn't feel like doing P90X because I was just tired. And I just couldn't get myself to do it. So instead, what we did is we were sent a list of about 12 homes from our real estate agent. And so what we ended up doing is we made a spreadsheet and because she wanted to get like our ideas on each one of them, like this is what we like, this is what we don't like, you know, we want to see this one, we don't want to see this one, et cetera, et cetera. So what we ended up doing is making a spreadsheet, and then in the spreadsheet, we put a photo of the picture so she would know which one we were talking about and the address. And then also we put a pro column and a con column, or things we like, things we don't like column. And then we basically we went through and listed, we looked at all the photo. We have Chromecast on basically all of our TVs. And so I cast my computer, my laptop to the big TV in the living room. And we sat there and looked at the photos together and reviewed the specs or whatever you want to call it of the house, of each house. And then we just went through and listed like, okay, here are the things we like. Here are the things we don't like. And then we had a column for notes so we could summarize, you know, just kind of overall feeling on the house. And then a column of like, yes or no, we want to see this one. And so and that took a really long time. I mean, we started that about, I don't know, maybe 6:30 or something like that. And we were still working on that at like 8:15. And then we got food and we ate. And then we still weren't done. So after we ate and we finished one episode of Million Little Things, then we actually had to continue on and we spent probably another 30 or 45 minutes finishing the spreadsheet. And so then we sent the spreadsheet to the realtor. And this morning she emailed us back and she was like, wow, I have never gotten a spreadsheet from my customers before with feedback. So I don't know if she was impressed or thought we're neurotic, but anyway, she got a good idea of what we like and what we don't like though. I mean, you know, it's really good. So now all we have to do is figure out like a time. And I guess I don't know. I mean, I guess they're still doing showings, which is really weird, but we're going to have to figure that out because we're not in a quarantine in place sort of order in Arkansas, but you know, most of these homes are going to be empty. So it would only be like Mark and I and the realtor. You know, there wouldn't be like a bunch of people gathering. It would just be like the three of us. And we could wear masks or whatever and not touch anything or, you know, take hand sanitizer with us. And maybe that's a bad thing, but we're not currently a hot spot and, you know, for the coronavirus. And also, again, if there's only three people in the house and we're not like we're standing 6 feet apart and all that kind of stuff, I think it might be okay. But anyway, we're still talking about like when we're going to do that. And so that's pretty much all we did last night. We literally just worked on, you know, new house stuff. And the one that we liked probably the most, she sent us her list on Tuesday and we were looking at the list last night, which was Wednesday night. So literally 24 hours after she sent us the list, and the house that we probably liked the best was already pending. So someone had already made an offer and all of that kind of stuff on the house. And the house had just gone on the market. So it was literally on the market a day. And then it got it got an offer. So anyway, so we did that. And then, like I said, this morning, and we went to bed at a reasonable hour. We watched The Wall and they went home with nothing. I don't know if any of you guys watched The Wall, but anyway, we watched The Wall and they went home with nothing. And I kind of guessed it because the first two episodes, if you guys watch The Wall and you don't want a spoiler, you want to just, you know, you probably want to hide your ears. You probably want to cover your ears right now or forward. I'm just going to say that the first two episodes were quite large payouts. And so what I told Mark was, I was like, you know, I bet this third show is going to be either a really, really low payout or they're going to go home with absolutely nothing. And sure enough, they went home with absolutely nothing. So anyway, spoiler over. And we went to bed at a reasonable time, so that was okay. And then I was able to, you know, after hitting snooze, I don't really hit snooze, but that's like a relatable thing for you to say to people. After just rolling over and like looking at the clock multiple times, Mark had already showered, gone to his office. He'd already been working for like 15 minutes before I ever even got out of the bed. I didn't get out of the bed until like 8:15, maybe 8:10, something like that. And then I quickly jumped in the shower and did that. And then I brushed my teeth, did all that kind of stuff. And I was probably working by about 8:35 or something like that. So I didn't have to fix my hair. I just, you know, kind of tousled it a little bit to let it air dry. And that was all. But, and then I basically just worked all day. But I did get an interesting tweet. I did not personally get this tweet, but there was an interesting tweet from Baron Frosty where he posted a photo of himself, what his Zoom camera shot looks like for these meetings that he's joining in Zoom. And by the way, you guys, we're having a Zoom cocktail hour April 11th at 8 p.m. Central Time for Pride 48. So, and Zoom is like a teleconferencing solution. So we're all going to be on video and audio. It's not going to be like a podcast. We're all going to be hanging out and talking and, you know, various stuff. So yeah, you should go to zoom.us, but you can certainly Google it and, you can find, you know, details on that website on how to install Zoom. I don't think you have to, but I could be wrong about that. So if you want to be prepared, just go and install the software beforehand. It doesn't cost anything. You know, and I have a paid account, which I can host up to 100 people. And that's included in my plan. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. And but anyway, Baron posted a picture and he said, this is what my Zoom shot looks like. And he asked people to post theirs as well. And I had just been working on my Zoom. I've gotten a lot of compliments from everyone I've been meeting with. Our manager asked us to turn on our cameras. A lot of people at my work don't like to turn on their cameras when they work remotely. And so he asked us, he said, hey, while we're having to work from home, why don't you guys make a habit of turning on your cameras so we can see each other face to face. You know, he really thought it would help, you know, the work from home stuff. And so I've been making a habit to turn on my camera. Well, I've got, you know, this blue and black soundproofing material that I put on my wall. And this was before, you know, I kind of had it set up as a, this room is my studio. It's not really my office, but it's the, it's both an office and a studio when I need it to be. And when I take calls, I always use my podcasting microphone because I figure I sound better and, you know, et cetera. Well, anyway, I set up a webcam in my ring light, you know, kind of balanced on my ring light on the inside. And I have it, I'm facing it with my podcast mic and everything. And I've got this blue and black checkered, you know, soundproofing material behind me. And it looks very like radio DJ booth-esque. Because again, that's kind of what this is. I'm a podcaster, you know. And the first meeting I took, they were like, are you a DJ or something? I'm like, well, I'm a podcaster, you know, I've got this set up. And so I got all kinds of compliments on it's not, it's really plain looking. There's not a lot of like stage dressing or anything like that. But I decided I really liked the effect of the blue LED lights on the soundproofing material. So today, this morning, I got a light, one of my LED blue lights, and I set it like as a wall wash on my back wall. And then I took a picture of it in Zoom, just how it is on Zoom, and I put that on there. And I got some compliments. So yeah, I was serving some real podcaster realness on that. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can, what can you do? You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.